Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. People from Colorado to Utah still worried about that EPA-caused mine waste river spill.
See it that like orange mustard color and kind of broke my heart.
The question is, will it be harmful long-term? Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers has an update live.
The head of the EPA says new samples from the Animas River show the water quality is improving.
The levels have returned to pre-event conditions.
On Wednesday, Gina McCarthy visited the spill site in Durango, Colorado, calling it heartbreaking. The samples from Silverton to Durango were taken after last Wednesday's spill and compared with samples taken prior to it. The tests were analyzed for 24 metals, including arsenic, cadmium, lead, and mercury. McCarthy is also scheduled to address the agency's spill response in Farmington, New Mexico, too, Dave.
Tanya, how toxic is it in Tianjin, China? That's the big question after two explosions at a warehouse storing hazardous chemicals. The second blast was the equivalent of 21 tons of TNT. At least 50 people are dead, more than 700 injured. Another explosion at Baghdad. That one, though, was the work of ISIS. Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher live on our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, the Islamic insurgents claiming responsibility for the deadly bombing that nearly leveled all of Baghdad's most popular food and vegetable market. At least 67 were killed and more than 100 others injured. Officials say the truck was detonated shortly after dawn in the Jamila Market in the Sadr City neighborhood, a mostly Shiite area. ISIS is promising more violence against Shiite Muslims in Iraq, Dave.
Jessica, Donald Trump says you stop ISIS by taking away their oil.
That will be the beginning of the end, because that cuts off the money. That cuts off the head.
Trump's leading yet another Republican poll, this one from CNN, in Iowa, where the presidential candidates will flock this weekend for the state fair. Ben Carson second. There's news just out on the economy. Retail sales rose 0.6% last month as we bought more cars and dined out more. Weekly jobless claims rose up a little bit. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Kids not excited about going back to school? Keep them excited about learning. Fungineering has classes this fall to help enhance your child's education. Fungineering makes learning fun with Minecraft, Legos, and robotics. Fungineering offers classes for children ages 6 to 14 starting September 1st. Come in and see what Fungineering is all about. Open houses are Wednesday evenings all through the month of August and September from 6 to 7 p.m. And check them out online at FungineeringCS.com.
In Brenham National Bank's 83-year history in Washington and Brazos County, we've put down deep roots in ag lending. Hi, I'm Nathan Van Noord.
And I'm Teresa Hernandez.
We provide loans to purchase, refinance, and improve farm and ranch real estate. Need an operating loan, or is it time to replace that aging tractor? Let us be your partner in agriculture.
At Brenham National Bank, we understand country living because we live there too.
Brenham National Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. This is Chuck Morrow. For 11 years in a row, Brazos Valley Flooring Design has been voted best of the Brazos by you. That's because we stand by what we sell. We offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in our warehouse, our selection and prices can't be beat. Come by our showroom and see for yourself what makes Brazos Valley Flooring Design the best in College Station off Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie.
WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 79 degrees right now in the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Come celebrate the groundbreaking of College Station's Fun for All Playground with Picnic at the Playground at Central Park this weekend.
When you hear the word playground, what comes to mind? Slides, swings, teeter-totters?
Yes, it will have a swing area, but it will also have an all-purpose playing field. It will have quiet areas. It has a fishing and water demonstration area.
Fun for All Playground publicity chair Lisa Aldrich says the four-acre park will include activity areas designed specifically for people of all ages with physical or developmental challenges.
It's not just that it has the stuff. It has wide sidewalks. It's all ramps so that people that are in wheelchairs or have vision issues can get around in the playground.
Aldrich says Saturday's groundbreaking starts at 10 a.m. Lunch tickets can be purchased at the College Station Parks and Recreation Department, Montelongo's Fine Jewelry, or by calling 777-0146. More information is online at WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
3 men admitted to selling drugs as part of plea agreements with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office.
An Austin man was sentenced to 25 years for possessing a large quantity of psychedelic mushrooms and black tar heroin, along with $230 in cash. 36-year-old Ruben Carrillo Jr. was arrested in October 2013 after a College Station policeman stopped him for going 70 in a 60-mile-an-hour zone. 2 weeks ago, Carrillo was stopped by Bryan police at 2 in the morning for not having a working license plate light. That led to another arrest where police seized drugs and $4,200 in cash. Another case also began with the license plate light not working. 29-year-old Nicholas Sexton of Bryan was stopped by a Brazos County Precinct 2 deputy constable in September of last year. Sexton admitted to having an estimated $6,000 of methamphetamine, about $1,200 in cash, and 2 cell phones containing text messages related to selling drugs. Sexton was sentenced to 14 years. And another 14-year sentence was handed down to another man arrested by Precinct 2 deputy constables. 32-year-old Jason Crockett of College Station admitted to possessing $4,000 of meth and 7 bundles of cash, totaling more than $2,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station voters now have a contested race to decide in this November school board election. It's for the school board position being vacated by Paul Dorsett. The latest filing for the Place One seat is Mike Nugent. Also seeking that spot is Philip Garrett. The filing deadline is a week from Monday. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has been spending the week in the Middle East. The stops have included Ramallah to hear from Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah. A common concern is the continuing military action by Hamas terrorists.
Hamas, over the course of the last year, has fired about 12,000 rockets into Israel, and then Hezbollah from the north has fired in about 12,000 rockets, both of whom are supported by, you guessed it, the folks in Iran, the people that President Obama wants to become best buddies with now. So that's an issue we've got to pay attention to.
Before that, Flores says he heard from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whose message to Republicans was the same as last week when he told Democrats to oppose the president's nuclear arms agreement with Iran. Flores says that creates a domino effect in surrounding countries. He says that deal gives Iran 12,000 nuclear warheads in 13 years. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 79 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Are you thinking about moving? You are going to need a home loan. Do you want to lower your interest rate or build a new home? Great news. I do home loans. I am Debbie Davis Lewis, and I've been helping you for over 15 years, and I want to help you again. I'm now with Open Mortgage, and I can do VA loans, FHA loans, reverse mortgages, conventional loans, and now one-time close construction loans. Interest rates are at an all-time low, so call me today for a free estimate. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018. Ask about my radio discount.
809, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's Furniture, Supplies, and so much more. Here's some weather.
Some showers and thunderstorms have developed early this morning near the Galveston and Houston areas, but they are not headed towards us. They're actually moving towards the south-southwest away from us. We'll have sunshine today, some passing clouds, and a high of about 100 to 105. We're clear tonight. Lows are going to drop down to 75 to 80. For tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Highs will top out around 100. Mixture of sun and clouds and 95 to 100 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
A 10, if the art of the deal is what you like when it comes to buying a car, don't go to a Lexus dealership. Lexus, Toyota's luxury division, introducing a negotiation-free policy to differentiate the Lexus dealership experience in a narrowing premium field, according to a report from the Detroit Free Press. A dozen cherry-picked Lexus dealers will experiment with the pilot test, in which prices for both new and used cars, as well as parts and service, will be non-negotiable. Service? Have you ever gotten a chance to negotiate service?
No.
Anyway, according to the comments from Jeff Bracken, who's the general manager of Lexus division that includes Detroit, he says the strategy isn't entirely new. Hasn't been used by dealerships since General Motors scrapped the Saturn. Remember the Saturn?
Yeah, I remember Saturn was the non-negotiation thing.
How'd that work? Yeah. So anyway, he says the dealer has to be willing to let the customers walk away or word gets out and the whole model falls apart. Once again, see Saturn, right? See how that works. Obviously, there's got to be strong demand for you to be able to get into that situation. But Toyota reported better than expected U.S. sales in July. But recently lost its title as the world's largest car maker by sales when it was surpassed by Volkswagen. So we'll see. All right, it's 8:11. Gina's here this morning from the City of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Scott?
Wonderful. What you got for us?
Well, you know, it's back to school time. And we've got a couple back to school events happening with the City of Bryan. The first one is Thursday, August 20th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Bryan Aquatic Center. It's the back to school splash. And there'll be a movie, which is A Bug's Life. And there'll be
Art Hughes told me yesterday he has not seen A Bug's Life.
I can't believe it.
I know. I didn't press him to find out if he would be there or not, but he just happened to mention that yesterday.
Well, we might need to make sure he gets out there.
Yeah.
There will be shaved ice and raffle and events and all kinds of fun stuff going on. The other back-to-school party is on Sunday, August 23rd at the library. It's the last children's event of the summer, and it's that Sunday, August 23rd from 2:30 to 3:30, and it's sponsored by Chipotle. And there will be lots of giveaways, craft, games, and stories. And it'll be stories in several languages. So it's a great event the day before school starts. So everybody should head out there. And then one announcement to make is that Neal Recreation Center will be closed for repairs August 17th through August 24th. And we've got a lot of new registrations for fall activities that are online at bryantx.gov.
All right. Sounds good. You brought a guest.
I did.
Yeah. Joey Dunn's here this morning.
Good morning.
Deputy City Manager, is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
For what?
I'm a generalist, so I have trouble narrowing down what I'm going to talk about.
Sure.
But community services, which is most of your development type stuff.
And, okay.
Community development and strategic planning and all those kinds of things.
Okay, well, let's do some specifics before we get into a general thing, I guess. Let's start with Coulter Field. This is obviously been around for a long, long time. Tell me basically how the focus of Coulter Field has changed maybe in the last 5 to 7 years, and again, going out a few years, what do you see?
Sure. The City of Bryan took over ownership a number of years ago. We've got a great general manager out there, James Brown.
Hey!
He's a great guy.
Right.
I don't know about musically, but anyway.
we'll challenge him the next time he's in here. Yeah.
We've been trying to get him to perform at City Council. But,
we
adopted, just recently, in a matter of a couple of meetings ago, the City Council adopted the first ever business plan for Coulter Field.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's just sort of, you know, it's like a strategic plan, but it really, from a business standpoint, what's the best thing the city can do to make it a self-supporting operation? But you know, it's kind of one of those things where it's a recreation for a number of people, and we're glad for that. But we also want to broaden it where the citizens can enjoy that as well. But it be self-supporting from rent of hangars as well as gas sales.
Are you built out? There are first kind of some numbers. How many planes can you house out there right now?
Well, that's I'm going to have to bring James in here. I've got more information here than I can look at, but. I think in the 70 range, somewhere in there. We have a great need for more hangar space. In fact, we
and you've got room to do that?
We do. We have land to do that, and we have about, I believe, about 40 or more on a waiting list. But right now, the city council just recently adopted our hangar lease policy that would allow us to move forward, hopefully to bring in some private dollars, as well as to be able to work with the Bryan Business Council to build 12 new hangars that will be, we call T-hangars, but that we're real excited about moving forward with that the next several months.
Sure. So that's kind of what's happening there. Library system, that's part of your deal, too?
It is. And the City of Bryan, many people don't know this, but the City of Bryan actually manages the College Station.
Sure.
As well as the Bryan libraries.
We've got Bryan people working in College Station. Right?
That's right. in control. No. Yeah. It is a great testament to the cities working together. And, you know, it's all one system. Nobody cares what city
sure
you're in. You want a consolidated system. What we we've got a great library system director, Larry Kenniger, and great librarians. I want to mention, I went on vacation, and for the first time I used OverDrive. If you're not familiar with it, go to your mobile apps.
Okay,
look up OverDrive.
I don't know this app. Okay,
and you can go and actually enter your library card number.
Okay,
and you can go in and get ebooks, magazines,
really,
audiobooks. And I was on a trip. I didn't have to pay. You know, you go and pay all these subscriptions, and that's fine if you'd like to do that. But and my wife loves to do that.
Audiobooks are great. I don't drive as much as I used to, but that's a wonderful thing.
So they're building their list of available titles,
mm-hmm.
and you do have to borrow, right? So you have to check in, check out.
Sure.
If you're not one of those that go to libraries, it's a service that's offered to everybody in Bryan College Station.
Joey Dunn joining us this morning. He's Deputy City Manager for City of Bryan. Your wheelhouse really is development. Your background is in developing and planning. So
Right. They're
probably development is way too big an umbrella. How would you break the segments of development down?
Well, there's obviously commercial and residential. Our biggest growth continues to be in residential. We have seen, and I've just got the numbers here for year to date, January through July, compared to January through July last year, 14.
Okay.
We are up 21% year-to-date on number of residential permits, single-family residential.
Single-family, okay.
And,
important.
You know, we have an incentive program. We have the council last year adopted a program that works with home builders and provides some incentives for houses in a particular mid-range. We call mid-range size homes, about 2,200 to 3,000 square feet. And we've seen an immediate impact on the number of homes. Now, right now, the market is hot everywhere for single family, right? So both existing as well as new. And so we see a lot of scrambling right now by developers to build more subdivision phases. And so we're seeing that all over town, the east and west of the city. So, again, those numbers are up on residential.
The west is important, obviously, because once you got the Walmart out there, actually it was ahead of the curve because you didn't have enough rooftops yet. But what kind of incentives is this one of those areas where you're looking at where you're going to have those mid-range houses being
absolutely
built?
Absolutely. I know that there's a lot of opportunity on West Villa Maria, but not again along that whole area in the west side, and we see a lot of growth out there with phases of growth. You know, Blinn College is going out there and putting in a new campus, and that along with the new Walmart, it's just a ton of change going on. And then, of course, include the Bio Corridor and Atlas Town Center, and, you know, we're excited about that, too. There's so much growth going on in the way of commercial. The number of commercial permits, I will tell you, are down for the same period last year, but the valuation is up 60%. So we're talking about large commercial projects. When I say commercial or industrial, I mean, you had things like Axis Pipe and Tube. They're putting in a $68 million expansion. So their total valuation, BCAD, what we call it, BCAD.
Yeah, sure, I understand. Yeah.
Is over $270 million.
Okay.
So, you know, there's so much I
big
can go
numbers
into, but there are big projects, healthcare. You know, St. Joseph's doing a number of things, but other providers and assisted living and so we're just seeing a lot of that in terms of big projects.
Before we leave residential, then, for a minute. That's okay. Speak for a minute, though. We had Martin Zimmerman the other day in a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
College Station has found themselves really in a corner now because they have a whole lot of high-density housing that has come into neighborhoods. I plead that Brian doesn't have that happen. Tell me basically what the view is, because obviously an investor or developer wants to come in and they want to put in some of those four and fours, and for them to come into existing neighborhoods that, of course, in Brian are older neighborhoods.
Right.
I don't know if safeguard is the right word, but what's the, kind of the overview and the plan to try to maintain, I hate to use the phrase, neighborhood integrity?
Well, that's a must for, you know, to maintain who we are as a community. And those neighborhoods that are established, we've got that's what zoning was created for, is to protect single family. We have a downtown area, and you know, I'm a planner by training. We planners, we like density because it's efficiency of development.
Sure.
But at the same time, there are places that are appropriate for it, and there are places that are not. Downtown Bryan, we think, is a great location. We think areas maybe near Northgate, are good for, or and then of course in and adjacent to commercial areas, and as far as higher density residential.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to encourage that in certain locations. We actually have a project now in the Northgate area that it and maybe Martin talked about it, but it actually is over the city limits.
We did. We talked about how it's shared,
right.
Elements
and
of both cities.
And those types of locations, we believe are appropriate for high density. We're trying to encourage it where people want to, if it's close to work, and if you can walk to work and those types of different types of housing. But our single family has to be preserved. And we have, of course, we have the residential neighborhood conservation districts,
mm-hmm.
and those are there to preserve the number of unrelated as a low number, but to really help neighborhood integrity of our existing neighborhood.
It's a little bit different than in College Station, because in College Station you may have had renter-occupied single-family-type dwellings. Well, then you go ahead and sell those, and that can happen. In Bryan, you have a lot of owner homes, people
right.
living in those homes, and so I would plead with them to pay attention to what's on the agenda for planning and zoning so that they're not caught at the 11th hour saying, hey,
right.
we didn't know that you were going to build this whatever down the street. And I think, Brian, some areas in Brian, the citizens have done that, but I think the citizens have to be diligent, but I think the city has to be too.
When you mention neighborhood integrity real quick, we're just very glad to have Bubba Bean with us, who is our neighborhood and youth services coordinator. We have a real need to have a good communication link with our neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
They need to know what's coming, and there needs to be better communication. Now, I'm really excited. I just got a chance to really sit down with him the other day
mm-hmm.
and talk about what our challenges are, and that's one of our challenges is communication.
Sure.
We want folks to know what's going on. We are transparent. You know, when development comes or is pending or there's pressure there, people need to be involved in that discussion. So, again, that's something that we hope he can also assist us with.
Sure. Joey Dunn joining us. He's the deputy city manager of the City of Bryan in development. Bryan was not a hot commodity 7 or 8 years ago, certainly by comparison to College Station. Wasn't anyway, but up against College Station, it was a marked difference.
Yeah.
Well, that has changed. We are seeing growth in other areas. So how is your planning having to change as you now have new areas of interest in this city?
Well, I don't know if I can segue into our comprehensive plan, but I've got to introduce that term because people don't understand what a comprehensive plan is. But you know, that is really all encompassing where we look at where we're going as a city long term. But you know, every five, 7 years, there are major catalyst types of things that go on in our community that really change our complexion a little bit, and we have to kind of refocus where our aim is. And that's what we're doing, kicking off this month, is our comprehensive plan that will get at those issues, those growth, trends. We've seen a lot of great things happen in downtown Bryan. We want to see that continue. We've seen a lot of great retail on the west and east, continuation of commercial growth. But how do we pull all that together is an effort that's going underway right now with our comprehensive plan. It's about a 12-month process, so it's be pretty intensive. But public input is a must throughout, particularly in the beginning of that process. But, you know, we that's where it's all pulled together. We really want to come up with a strategy. And I appreciate you saying Bryan is more relevant than it was years ago. We believe that, but we drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, we, you know, but
we
know
think we
is.
Are. But I've seen it because I've worked for both cities at different times. I've seen some pretty neat things go on in both cities. A lot of things we've got to work together more on like never before. The west side, you know, the bio corridor, even now residential developments. Even retail and, you know, other growth elements that are, as the larger we grow collectively, we grow in together. And so You know, our comprehensive plan, we have a representative, or we'll have a representative of City College Station and, you know, other organizations. So that's a big effort. I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, but yeah. No, it's
we try to pull it all together, hopefully.
But also, I mean, quite bluntly, you have to have a level of sophistication that you didn't have even 2 or 3 years ago, because
right.
you have some developer who decides that they want to come in from Hartford, Connecticut.
Right.
They never looked at Bryan, Texas before,
right.
and those guys are heavy hitters. And
right.
being able to protect what we need as a city in the future is probably a harder job.
Well, yeah, economic development, you know, that's it is, you know, we've got a lot of folks. I mean, Gina, for example, you know, she and her husband came in here. I'm just going to look at you. You know, came in from Washington. Okay.
Yeah.
And you, you know, obviously found opportunity in, but y'all were brought here by the Bio Corridor, right?
We were.
You know, another example of families that are brought here from outside the community, and we've got to have, you know, places and developments and, you know, things to attract those folks to live in our community and to work in our community. So, you know, hopefully we can pull all that together. But, yeah, we've got to think about, you know, when we talk about hotel occupancy tax, we talk about, you know, tourism opportunities that we have. So those are growing. We've got to really kind of hone in on them.
And finally, are you the Uber guy? Are you the rideshare person?
You know what? Everybody's
because
good.
Hugh Walker wouldn't take it 2 weeks ago.
You know
ago.
What? I hate to tell I bet Hugh's listening right now. He's the guy.
No!
He's the guy. He is the man. I tell you what, I have a lot of confidence in him.
Man, this has become a political hot potato, hasn't it? Nobody wants this thing, that's for sure. Anything else you want to talk about today we haven't covered?
I believe, when we talk about residential, by the way, our community development department does a tremendous job with older areas of our community. We just adopted a long-range, 5-year plan, and that's required by HUD, but we still get dollars that we need to make sure are out there to help our current housing stock, and so they do a tremendous job with that as well. And I think that's about it. I'll stop there.
I know we could go on, but I can't imagine I let Walker out of here because he said he wasn't the Uber guy or didn't think he was. All right, listen, thanks for the time this morning, Joey. That's our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time, so find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. We've stepped up spending on everything from cars to bar tabs in July, giving the economy a much-needed boost as it entered the second half of the year. Retail sales rose 0.6% from June, the third consecutive month of solid gains. Car sales continued to climb rapidly, while we also boosted spending on furniture, building supplies, and restaurant meals. NBC Universal is investing $200 million in digital media company Vox Media, whose brands include food blog Eater and the sports-focused SB Nation. NBC Universal, which is owned by Comcast, says it hopes to build a partnership with Vox that involves collaborating on editorial content, advertising, and technology. The investment values privately held Vox at $1 billion. Crude oil down 27 cents at $43.03 a barrel. On Wall Street futures, pointing to moderate gains at the open. Yesterday, stocks finished little changed. And that's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Wait a minute. That's not even right. Patrick is panicking as he runs down the hall. It's not right.
Kim Commando here with news about how fast your home internet connection will soon become. Let's start with Google. They've been enticing America with the dream of fast 1 gigabit service for years now. A 1 gigabit connection will download a 2-hour HD movie in about 35 seconds. But fiber is expensive, and Google's snail pace expansion makes it old news. Meanwhile, significant advances are being made using traditional coax cable and what's called data compression. For instance, I've been buying a 50 megabit connection, the fastest I can get for my home, from my local provider, Cox Communications. With no new equipment needed, Cox says it will soon double my connection speeds to 100 megabits at no extra charge. But the most interesting story I've seen is from Verizon. Forget Google Fiber. Verizon says it has a 10 gigabit service ready to go, 10 times faster than Google. Download that 2-hour HD movie in 8 seconds. With even better data compression, Verizon says they'll extend those speeds to 40 gigabits. Read more and get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. KOMANDO. Every 13 seconds in this country, a burglar invades someone's home. Listen to that. Every 13 seconds. And without home security, your home is 3 times as vulnerable. Now you can make sure your home is always secure with SimpliSafe, the only home security I trust. SimpliSafe protects your home every second of the day. 24/7 professional security monitoring. In the event of an emergency, they instantly alert you and the police. You could save your family. Don't take chances with your family's security. SimpliSafe is so fast and so reliable, a police force in Wisconsin uses it to catch criminals. That's because it sends alerts up to 10 times faster than traditional alarms. I trust SimpliSafe. Cops use it. You should too. Visit SimpliSafeKim.com today. You'll get 24/7 protection for only $14.99 a month. And there's no contract. Go right now, and you also get a special 10% off. SimpliSafeKim.com. That's SimpliSafeKim.com. SimpliSafeKim.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. There are 4 contested races for local positions in this November's election. The latest announcement comes from the College Station School District. Filing for the Place 1 seat was Mike Nugent. He and Philip Garrett are seeking to succeed Paul Dorsett, who is not seeking re-election. There are also 2 candidates for the at-large position on the Bryan School Board and the Bryan City Council's at-large and single-member District 5 seats. The filing deadline is a week from Monday. A Bryan man arrested last September on 5 counts of possessing child pornography was back in jail this week.
The DA's office says 46-year-old Robert Lawrence was arrested on another 4 counts resulting from last year's search of his travel trailer. At the time, investigators found several electronic devices containing illegal videos involving children between the ages of 4 and 10. Lawrence was released from jail after posting additional bonds. A Brazos County District Court jury went home before hearing all the evidence in a criminal trial that started earlier this week. That's after 27-year-old Linton Roston of Bryan admitted to firing a handgun while driving his car in July of last year, then threatening a man who Roston had fought with the day before. No one was hit by the gunfire, and Roston was sentenced to 10 years for unlawful possession of a firearm by a felon. A College Station man is admitted to driving drunk twice in a 3-month period earlier this year. As part of a plea agreement, 39-year-old Carlos Perez of College Station was sentenced to 6 years for his 3rd and 4th DWI convictions. Both took place in College Station on February 1st and most recently April 28th. The latter followed a hit and run on Texas south of Harvey Mitchell, where his car was found at his home. Another drunk driving case involves a Bryan man with four prior convictions who was arrested following a rear-end collision. 54-year-old Clinton Hurley's out of jail after posting bond. According to online court records, Hurley pleaded guilty to his fourth DWI in September 2013 and was sentenced to 2 years as part of a plea agreement. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Three people are locked up in Cameron, and a three-year-old girl is in CPS custody.
Neighbors complained about strange activity at the house on West Main and Cameron. Police got a search warrant and witnessed horrifying conditions where the child lives. Police Chief Randy Dixon.
It looked like someone had trashed the house on the inside, but there were people living in it. It had no running water whatsoever.
He says officers found
methamphetamine, cocaine, crack cocaine, and marijuana. We arrested three individuals out of the house.
The child's mother, boyfriend, and another woman are locked up facing a bunch of charges. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
This Saturday, Fun for All Playground is celebrating its groundbreaking with a picnic at the playground event, and you're invited.
The combination of a three-year dream and several hardworking people is taking shape into what will be a four-acre park where physically challenged people and their families can enjoy the outdoors in an accommodating environment.
25% of our community, of our area, our region, has someone in their family with special needs. That's a big bunch of people.
Fun for All Playground's publicity chair, Lisa Aldrich, says this weekend's groundbreaking event will include bounce houses, a petting zoo, and a catered lunch.
This is a community effort, and it will serve a great portion of our community.
Lunch tickets can be purchased in advance by calling 777-0146 or by visiting Montelongo's Fine Jewelry or the College Station Parks and Recreation Department. You can also go online to WTAW.com for more information on the Fun for All Playground and Saturday's event. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Since Sunday, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has been in the Middle East. He's been among those from both parties hearing from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who remains a vocal opponent to the president's nuclear arms agreement with Iran. While in Jerusalem, Flores says he visited with House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer during a dinner at the U.S. Embassy.
I think the meetings that he had last week made an impression on him. Now, he hasn't come out to say where he's going to be on it, but if he comes out against the Iran deal, I think that'll be hugely helpful for those of us that are trying to kill probably the worst deal since it's worse than the deal that Chamberlain cut with Hitler.
Flores says overriding a presidential veto on the Iran agreement is more likely in the Senate.
I think in the Senate we can get to a position where we got enough votes to override a veto. In the House, that may be a little tougher. But if we get folks like Steny Hoyer to come along on the no side, then I think we'll be okay.
Flores says allowing Iran to stockpile nuclear weapons will result in surrounding countries doing the same. It was a month ago today that Sandra Bland died after she was arrested in Prairie View. Yesterday, dozens of heavily armed demonstrators led by the new Black Panther Party marched outside the Waller County Jail. A riot response team of mounted Harris County Sheriff's deputies kept watch. There were no arrests during the two-hour demonstration. Texas has executed a man who some say had given up.
The average stay on Texas death row is nearly 11 years, but Daniel Lopez lived there for just over five. Lopez received a lethal injection for running down and killing a Corpus Christi police officer during a chase in 2009. Nueces County District Attorney Mark Skirka says Lopez did not want appeals filed to stop his execution.
I think he just made that decision. I'd rather die and get it over with than spend the rest of my life in prison.
He used his last statement to apologize and say he was ready to go. About two dozen Corpus Christi police officers stood outside the unit during the procedure. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 8:38 at 77 degrees. More news coming up today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zorneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zorneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Every driver has met that guy. You know, the guy who cuts people off and doesn't care what anyone else thinks. That guy who refuses to come to a complete stop at a stop sign because he always comes first. If you've never met that guy, think about it. Maybe it's because you are that guy.
Aggressive drivers, they aren't just rude, they can be deadly. Be safe, drive smart. This message sponsored by TxDOT.
Oh, let's see if we got some weather out there. I bet we do. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Some showers and thunderstorms have developed early this morning near the Galveston and Houston areas, but they are not headed towards us. They're actually moving towards the south-southwest away from us. We'll have sunshine today, some passing clouds, and a high of about 100 to 105. We're clear tonight. Lows are going to drop down to 75 to 80. For tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Highs will top out around 100. Mixture of sun and clouds and 95 to 100 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, if you say it fast, it doesn't sound bad, does it? Just say 100, right?
No, it still sounds bad. But we're inside, so.
Yeah.
Yay us.
No kidding. Again, for all you working class heroes out there, man. Hope your AC keeps working in your car or your home or wherever you got to be. And I can't imagine. Just hot. Oh, listen, but wait. Here. Look at this. You see what I have right here? This is amazing.
No.
No. Oh, okay. Well, let me see. How about if I do this? Do you know what? That's flipping through the 274 pages of the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Hey. Uh-huh.
Now, and I don't know how long I've been getting these, you know, like 35 years or something like that. And hang on. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted everyone to know that I was representing Brian Broadcasting on the front page of the Eagle this morning.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
Serving, you know, at the Feast of Caring yesterday. After I took over for you, Dave McDermott thought he would take a picture.
I don't see you on here. I see Sammy Catalina and I see Ann Boney.
You got to go down. You got to go down the list. You see where you were standing.
Down the list
the
of what?
Zone
now
shirt
wait
on.
Wait a minute. Oh, down there. Oh,
yeah.
I see. All right. Yeah.
I got the Black Zone shirt on, so everybody knows I'm with Brian Broadcasting.
I was there, and I was with Steve Fulhart and Carla Castillo, and of course everybody's walking up going, "Oh, I just love you," and I look up, and they're not looking at me.
They're going, "Hey, thanks." Yeah.
But actually, we were like the alumni table since you and I worked there.
Yeah, and the other thing was a lot of people just opted not to take salad from me. Oh. They just, "Nah, I don't want salad."
Yeah. They looked up and saw who was serving and decided they wouldn't do that.
I don't want salad, thanks, though.
Yeah, anyway, it was a great trip. So did you stay and eat?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, well, I took a plate home.
Okay, yeah, I didn't have time.
It was tasty. Said,
but yeah,
they couldn't. And, you know, Eric Hyman came after you left, the athletic director.
Did he ask about me?
He didn't ask about me.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Did he take your place, or was he someplace else?
He was one down from me.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Okay. So much for that, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it. And I'm glad to hear you made the picture. Thanks. All right. There you go. Always good to know somebody in the newspaper.
I do have to say thanks to him.
Who?
Clip Howard.
Oh, why?
Because he went fishing and brought me back some.
Oh, yeah, I've had him do that. It's good stuff.
Fresh tuna was to die for.
Oh, tuna. I thought maybe he was at a Colorado River.
Wait a minute. You got tuna from him?
A sliver, yeah. It was really enough to taste it. And it was very good. And the whitefish that he brought that I can't remember the name of. Don't you go getting me in trouble.
I've known him longer than anybody else in this business, with the exception of Ben. I haven't ever gotten any.
Are you going to be able to finish the show, Scott?
I don't know. I'm a little disturbed and disgusted right now.
It was a sliver to taste it. And how often do you text him?
A sliver to taste it.
And how often have you gone back and forth with him talking about fishing?
No.
Okay. Well, I do. Right. We frequently text each other fish pictures.
Scott's sitting here reevaluating his entire life.
I didn't mean to throw the show all the kilter for saying thank you for bringing me some fish.
Well, no, it's tuna. It's not fish. He's given me fish before. Anyway, so we've been doing this Farmer's Almanac thing for a long time. I mean, we get these every year, okay? This year, for the first time, they have included a card, a full-color card, that is a weather map. One side is summer of 2016, and the other is winter of 2015-16. Okay, he's bringing me tuna.
Now, yeah. See, and he's going to be pissed because he's got to give up tuna because you got your feelers hurt.
Chip's just rewarding bad behavior. Yeah. Now.
Exactly.
Anyway, so
he likes me better.
Here's the deal for our winter map: mild and dry. Huh. Okay, that's what they're saying.
I'm used to that.
And for the summer of next year, cool and wet. And of course, here's the thing: they can make any promise they want right now. They're telling the mid part of the United States, so it's going to be hot and dry. I mean, they got Wisconsin is hot and dry. Those people don't know how to act in that kind of weather. That's not going to end well for them.
But you know what? They won't complain about it.
Yeah.
Not like they do in Nueva York.
Okay, we got that going on. All right, so there. What else? Donald Trump's first mansion is for sale. The first mansion that Donald Trump bought in Greenwich, Connecticut, is on the market for $54 million. Back in 1982, Trump bought the property with his first wife, Ivana, for $10 million. At the time, she was remodeling the Plaza Hotel and used a lot of the same materials to decorate the home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so good stuff. Anyway, she got the mansion in the settlement from their divorce in 1998. She sold the nearly 20,000-square-foot home for $15 million. New owners renovated it in 2000, adding a tennis court and guest suites, a lap pool, and a sauna. They also added 4,000 square feet to the estate, and the house has been on the market since March. 8 bedrooms, 10 bathrooms. Sits on 6 acres of waterfront property on a peninsula surrounded by Long Island Sound. Speaking of this, another guy who lives on Long Island, Billy Joel, you know, he's got a house out there. He's a new dad.
At 70 or whatever it is?
66.
That was close.
I mean, he's got a daughter who's 33, I'm just
saying. Yeah.
Billy Joel. See if he'll be at her high school graduation. Want to hear some previously unreleased Elvis Presley head to the post office today. Remember, we told you about this. I think yesterday is when it came out. 18-song CD out there for you. Today is Earth Overshoot Day. Overshoot Day. That's the day each year the World Wildlife Fund says humans are using more resources than the Earth can replenish.
Oh, I thought the Earth was just trying to be an overachiever.
No. It's us misbehaving. This is the only Earth we have. In an op-ed piece written in Live Science, Dave McLaughlin, who's vice president for the International Conservation Group, says starting around 1970, humans, quote, began to take more from the planet each year than it could restore. Since then, the gap between our rate of consumption and the planet's rate of regeneration has widened. The Wildlife Fund says the first Earth overshoot fell in late December. Now, look where we are. We're in mid-August. You know, of course, what that means.
Oh, God! Yeah. We're all going to die!
Yeah, that's enough. Well, then we need to quit having so many people, right?
Yeah, Americans are already making less. We're not replacing ourselves.
No, we're not. Yeah. Then that's when Japan's been in that situation for a while.
They're in trouble.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah, they really are. You have to have a certain number of people to be productive.
I think they're at 1.6. We're at 1.9.
I don't know. You know, I haven't. I've just in passing looked at this story about this fire in China, but everything
not a fire. Explosion.
Yeah, this thing is a really, really bad deal. Arsenic was included in the warehouse where this took place. I mean, look, we know it's a different world over there. We know that, you know, the reason that manufacturers get stuff made over there is because they can get it done cheaply. Just because I happen to know about the toy industry, you know, they were still putting lead in the paint for a long, long time over there, up until just a few years ago. So the whole standards that they have for safety, and we talk about how oppressive our government can be when it comes to safety standards and such, but, man, when you got no control and something like that happens,
Yeah, this was an industrial park, and there was a small fire, and it was being fought, and it turned into a big explosion. Then it turned into an enormous explosion.
Now, is it 50 firefighters killed, or firefighters are among the 50 killed? You know, that's
no,
the last
I don't.
Thing
I just I saw the 50.
That's the last thing that I saw in there, but it's it's pretty amazing, and. I guess I'm kind of surprised that the Chinese media was allowed to actually take pictures and release it to the world.
The one that was brutal is it shows one of the car parks next to the place that blew up.
Yeah.
And there's nothing there. Wow. I mean, the cars, all of them are just incinerated.
Vaporized. Wow. Amazing. All right, it's 8:49.
The people you trust to replace the battery in your iPhone, iPad, or other mobile device can repair them, too. The experts at Batteries Plus Bulbs can repair cracked screens, broken buttons, speakers, cameras, and more, usually while you wait. After all, at Batteries Plus Bulbs, we know it doesn't matter who broke your smartphone or tablet. All that matters is who you can trust to fix it. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has a message for anyone who breaks their smartphone, tablet, or other device. We fix them. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
Well, we're going to have more hot weather. We know that. We hear it in the weather forecast, and we just know it because it's Texas. Folks at Intercon can help you out because in addition to energy-efficient windows, they have solar screens, and solar screens do the job. They will block the sun out. Now, they've changed the design of the solar screens from that first generation, so they come in colors, actually. The design is different. Some of them have, in fact, the panels on the outside. So they're certainly nicer looking, but they're more efficient, actually, than the original ones were. And you can choose the amount of efficiency that you want in your solar screens. And Intercon, a locally owned company started by a father and son, still owned by them, use the same technique with their solar screens that they do with their windows. They'll come out, they'll give you an assessment, they'll give you an estimate, and then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure when it comes to Intercon. They want to make sure that you're a satisfied customer. Good products, fair prices, homegrown company. That's Intercon. Give them a call at 823-3639.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
8:51, you know, from time to time we have stories about old people and how they got old and, you know, what their habits were. How about this? 102-year-old twins, Peter and Paulus Langerock. They're the world's oldest living twin brothers, 102. The Belgian men, born in 1913, have lived together for most of their lives and share a room at their nursing home. The secret to long life, say the twins, eating in moderation, drinking a glass of good wine every day, and don't chase women. At 102.
And have no fun.
They are the world's oldest living twins, and another 3 years to go to break the record, which was Glenn and Dale Moyer, who both turned 105 before they passed. So they still got a ways to go. All right, here, Fisher Boy. You and the other Fisher Boy will like this story. It kind of goes without saying that you should know the rules of an activity before you start.
Certainly.
Know the regulations that you have to stay within, and, you know, don't try to catch more than you should when it comes to fishing.
Well, yeah, right, limits.
Unfortunately, not what anglers from Indiana did when they exceeded the limit of fish by 676 sunfish and other fish. Conservation officials tracked the party of 12 to the Upper Cormorant Lake in Minnesota, where the party had already frozen and filleted more than 856 fish. Whoa! If convicted, they will face a fine and restitution charge of $5 a fish.
Oof!
Uh-huh. See how that works out for you. Which might not sound like much, but that does come to $3,380 on restitution alone. Only one member of the party was reached for comment. 78-year-old Cliff Emmons shrugged it off. He said, "Well, what's there to say? We got too many fish." Huh? Must have been plenty out there, though.
Yeah.
I would think up until that point, that was probably a pretty good place to fish. So, Kim Jong-un.
Captain Crazy.
Has reportedly killed the vice president of North Korea over a dispute involving trees. South Korea's news agency reports that Cho Yong-gon was murdered back in May because he had expressed discomfort against the young leader's forestation policy. I don't know if it means there were too many or not enough. Shortly after explaining his views on the policy, Kim Jong-un is believed to have ordered the guy killed by a firing squad.
Yikes!
There are only details to have emerged right now about the alleged demise. South Korea media announced that North Korea's dictator has probably instigated the death of 70 officials. 70! Since he inherited the position from his dad back in 2012. How do you like me now?
I said no more trees.
Yeah, no kidding. Researchers now know why your eyes move back and forth when you're dreaming. The rapid eye movement, or REM, indicates a scene change in your dream. Really? Kind of like a shutter. But the eye movements during REM sleep aren't because of the visual nature of the dreams. The visual part of your brain isn't active when you're dreaming. Popular science says the eye movements are more like moving to the next slide on a slide projector. Researchers examined EEGs to look for neuron activity in the brain. All of the action in your dreaming brain is happening in the medial temporal lobe. That's the part of your brain associated with declarative memories, long-term memories associated with facts and verbal knowledge. The REM part of your sleep may indicate when you're moving from one scene or one memory over to the next one.
Interesting.
Huh. So there. I thought it, well, rapid eye movement? So it means our brain's really kind of clicking along pretty well then. Is that it?
Yep.
Even when we're asleep. Glad to hear that. Some days I don't think it's doing that when I'm awake. A beauty queen in Pennsylvania has lost her title after allegedly lying about having cancer.
Yep.
Oh.
I saw that the other day.
Hey, whiz. Brandy Lee Weaver Gates fraudulently raising money to treat leukemia that she never had. 23 years old, allegedly shaved her head, convinced family members she was dying. Brandy reportedly had her sister drive her to a Baltimore hospital for fake treatments and asked the sisters to wait in the lobby for up to 8 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
It's unclear how much money she raised with various fundraisers, but prosecutors say she netted $14,000 in 1 month alone with a bingo event. Brandy was the winner of the Miss Pennsylvania offshoot pageant earlier this year. Pageant organizers say she'll have to turn in her crown and sash. Yow. That's a little tough to look at yourself in the mirror, I think. I don't know. Did Mr. Dallas just walk by? Did you see?
I did not.
Oh, you didn't notice.
He may have.
Texans are teaming up to reduce teen pregnancy.
We're teaming up by starting the conversation.
We're teaming up to educate our community.
We're teaming up to mobilize a coalition.
When it comes to reducing teen pregnancy in our communities,
we're teaming up to make a difference.
OurTownForTeens.org is helping communities all over Texas reduce teen pregnancy by putting the resources you need at your fingertips. OurTownForTeens.org. Team up. We can do this.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about a minute till. If you want your food to taste better, get some heavy forks and knives and spoons.
Really?
A study done by Oxford University recruited 130 restaurant patrons at a hotel restaurant in Scotland. Each participant was served the same exact meal, trout, mashed potatoes, spinach, capers. Half the diners provided with cutlery three times heavier than the cheap flatware given the rest of the group. The diner's participation, the ones who ate with the heavier forks and knives, reported enjoying the meal about 10% more and were willing to pay 15% more for the dish. Now, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Researchers call it sensational transference.
That makes sense to me.
Fancy. And I guess that, yeah, that probably is right. So, oh, well, now I get it. Hell, if KFC wasn't using sporks, they could charge more. I mean, isn't that basically what we're talking about here?
And earthenware bowls?
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
Because well, what would be better for the famous bowl than earthenware?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying that's a simple solution right there if you had the spork. Just saying. First taxi cab was used in U.S. America on this date in 1907. Who the hell knew about Uber then, right?
Yeah.
Horse-drawn carriage for hire.
They know as much now as they
did. Yeah, that's right. And 101 years ago, the first Greyhound bus was out there. So there you go. 9 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Brian.
Fox News.